I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday was a perfect November day. Bright sun, blue sky, crisp air filled with the sight and scent of falling leaves. A day to put the garden to bed for the winter, stash away the summer outdoor furniture, put on the storm windows, clean the car one last time before the snow falls. A day to go for a walk and marvel at the turn of another season. A day to give thanks for all those saints and souls who have gone before us, modeling faith, enriching life, and providing encouragement. A day to rejoice in being alive. And yet, in Israel and Palestine, it was another day when bombs fell and children were killed. Another day when people were trapped, wounded, and filled with grief. Another day that age-old, deep conflict raged around, over, through, and underneath. Another day to mourn the unknown, holding their lives with honor and gratitude. Another day to keep hope alive. Blessed are they. Jesus speaks these words 9 times over to the people of his day to give hope to the poor in spirit, the mourning, the meek, those hungering and thirsting for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. Jesus raises up and values those who have been trodden down and devalued. He does not suggest that they need to do something different or be someone else to receive God's love. In fact, Jesus affirms that who they are and who we are is already to be blessed, no matter our circumstances. What a strange and radical message. For both in the ancient world and in our own, humans tend to fixate on how to get divine blessing, how to keep it, and what to do in order to deserve it. Relationships fail, and wars are fought over this obsession. However, Jesus does not offer a recipe for success, or the keys to happiness, or a roadmap to having your best life now. Rather, he demonstrates once again that God regularly and relentlessly shows up just where we least expect God to be, in order to give to us freely what we can neither earn, nor achieve, nor win: blessedness. Blessedness is not simply an idea or concept to grasp. It is something experienced, something felt. Blessedness feels like you have someone's unconditional regard, like you are not and will not be alone, accompanied wherever you go and whatever you face, like you have the capacity to rise above present circumstances, like you are more than the sum of your parts or past experiences. Blessedness feels like you have worth, not because of something you did or might do, but simply because of who you are, simply because you deserve it, simply because you are a child of God. Canon Richard Sewell, Dean of St. George's College in Jerusalem, reminded us during his recent visit that bearing the image of the Creator is such a vital theological and ethical concept for Christians. Indeed, it must surely be a central tenet for all people of faith. The fact that we see every person as a child of God determines how they must be treated individually and corporately. 2 weeks ago, on a misty Saturday, I took Ken and Richard and Julianne to Gatineau Park. They had just arrived from Jerusalem, and they were shell-shocked and grieving and exhausted. In the face of all that they were carrying, I did not know what else to do but to share with them a place where I am received and held and refreshed when feeling burdened. As always, nature did its healing work, touching their souls with the beauty of autumn color, and the silence of the forest gave them a place to land, if only for just a little while. They told me that there they found, gratefully, fresh perspective, deep refreshment, and renewed courage. To me, it was such a small thing, but to them it was a blessed reminder of hope in the midst of horror. Our current experience in the Ottawa Valley is vastly different from that of those who call Israel and Palestine home, or would like to. But dwelling on the difference does not bring us closer to understanding or healing. Rather, we must focus on what we share as children of God. We must shoulder the responsibility of being blessed and live out of that gift, blessing others. For together, in whatever way makes sense in our own context, we are called to give hope to the poor in spirit, the mourning, the meek, those hungering and thirsting for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. Blessed are they, for they will, are words of action. The saints and souls we remember today leave an indelible mark on us, influencing us and impacting our lives in ways that make us feel seen and loved. God's light and love shines through their lives, illuminates our blessedness, and encourages us to hope. Now it is our turn. Our turn to draw together as the family of God and see each other as God's beloved children. Our turn to meet each other at the points of our brokenness. Our turn to convey to each other God's promises of regard, presence, accompaniment, and above all, worth. Our turn to open to us a pathway of hope for one another. Jesus gave us the words of blessedness. Then, through small, intimate, personal actions, he taught us that we are indeed children of God. In this season of our lives, here and now, each one of us can follow Jesus. We can walk in the path the saints and souls trod before us. We can live out of blessedness. Our small actions can affect others in ways that we cannot know or imagine, and igniting hope that helps us to span our divisions and bring God's bright light, healing love, and steadfast hope into our troubled world. Amen.